We're learning Masech the Sivam and Staff Kavezim and Aleph. The Gemara, Amit starts off, Amarava Ger Danas Chaveri Dvar Torah. Midaraisa, a Ger, could dan another Ger, a fellow Ger. Because even though the Pasuk says, Mikarev Achecha, Tosim Alecha Melech, that all the Mesimais, any position of power that we give has to be Mikarev Achecha, can't be a Ger. But that's only Alecha. Mikarev Achecha Tosim Alecha Melech. Alecha you need Mikarev Achecha. But since it's on a Ger, it's not an Alecha, so you don't need Mikarev Achecha. And then it says, if it's Imay Miyisrael, if his mother's Jewish, so then, Don Afil Yisrael. Then he's considered Mikarev Achecha. And so the Gemara on Memhei Mebeis also said that by Imay Miyisrael, that's called Mikarev Achecha. So as a Machlekes Rishayim, Rashi says that we're dealing here with Dinei Nefashes. Because Dinei Memaynes, Rashi says, a ger could not anyone. It's a Mishnah, he says. Kol Kshay in London, Dinei Memaynes is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. And the Gemara says, I call a suya maila, suya ger, it's a rabbi ger, so a ger kadan dine maminis. And kumtais, according to Rashi, that by dine nefashais, he could dan his chaveri ger, and dine maminis, he could dan anyone. But Taisis, right, spiritual kundis hainu medine nefashais, v'einir, he could extaft it by chalitz. He sends you back to what he wrote in a chalitz, and there, he wrote that the Fakert. The Gemara here is discussing specifically Dinim Amaynes. And what's the pshat in the Gemara Sanhedrin that says, HaKol K'sheim London Dinim Amaynes, Lasi Ger, that means to dan his Chaveri Ger. And there's a problem with the Sigya Sanhedrin Lefizem, which Taisis talks about. There's another Teretz, which also has another problem, that the Ramban brings the Teretz from the Balei Taisis that the Mishnah there, Kol Kshayim London Imamis, is talking about Imay Miyisrael. Al Kopanim, there come Taisis, two machloikis in between Rashi and Taisis, and the Rishayim, the Rashi the Dvar here, and the Ramban over there, and other Rishayim, the Rif and Sanhedrin, all mask him to Taisis. Rashi holds that Dine Imamis, a Gary could be done anybody. And Dine Nefashis is we have this chilik, that Chaveri Ger, he could die, but not Yisrael. Hashegin, according to the Rishayim, Taisis and the Rishayim, Dini Nefashis is a psul ger for anyone. The Gemara here that says that Dvar Torah ger donas chaveri Dvar Torah, because Alecha hu divina mekarev achecha, and if it's not Alecha, it's gerim, a ger kudan, that's dafka Dini Maminis. You see, they hold like this. The Gemara there says is the psul of Dini Nefashis v'nasu itach v'daimun lach. That's tam a psul aguf. He's pasul to Dani Nefashis, period. There's nothing to do with the din of Kol Masimis at the sum, Layil Mekarev Achecha, that he can't get the Shtela. He can't get the position of Dain. It's not, he's a pasul of Dain. So that would even be for a guy. Mashenkem at Dina Mamanis, so Kol Kshayim Ladin Dina Mamanis. He's Kusher. He's Kusher Ladin Dina Mamanis. But there's a din, he can't get the position. He can't have the position to be a Dain. And there, there's a chilik over a guy. He couldn't have that position. So there's also another nafkamina la'alocha, that here it says Imay Miyisrael works. Because once it's Imay Miyisrael, like the Gemara said earlier, Mikarev Achecha Kreenim Be. He's called Mikarev Achecha if it's Imay Miyisrael. So according to Rashi, that's by Dina Nefashis. According to Rishayim, no. By Dina Nefashis, he's still not Miyuchas. He needs the Yichas of Yisrael, and the Imay Miyisrael doesn't give him the Yichas. He needs the Naso Itchas, the Din Yichas. The Mikarev Achecha that you have by the Imam Yisrael, Dafka by Dinim Amaynes. Now the Rishayim bring a raya that by Dinim Nefashis, Imam Yisrael doesn't work because you see Chalitza doesn't work. The Rishayim hold, the Rajba, the Ramban, the Ridva, they hold, it's not mistabrit to say Bechlau that Chalitza should be more common than Dinim Nefashis. But Chalitza also, it's a psulag of Lechayra. Chayra that said I'm learning, there's no chil between Chalitza's gerim, so to speak, the din be Yisrael, and Imay Yisrael doesn't work for that. And Ibazai, but din nefashis koshkein, they hold the din nefashis shouldn't work. According to Rashi, I guess it's not sure. Maybe it's gzeris akasa by Chalitza in Yisrael. That Chalitza is more common than din nefashis. They're also bothered. You see, the Gemara early in the Mehemet Beis says that all mesimis you can't do, any type of position, even for mimi bepursed above all. It says that Rav was Makshir, Rav Meir Barachel, he pointed him the person to the Bavel, even though the Gemara left Menhem the days, he was from a Gerev Chama of Ash Yisrael, even though it says Mikarev Achecha, but since Yimim himself is called Mikarev Achecha. So you see, without that, he can't even be in the purse of the bubble. So why is Dine Mamanis, why is Ladin Dine Mamanis not as Chomer as purse of the bubble? You see, any position he can't have. So Ramban says that Enechanami can't have any position of power, but Daning Dine Mamanis is not a position of power. It's a Dayan. It's a Dayan. It's not called a position of power. It's not called the Surah of Echlal. It's a little bit like what Taisus says early in Nefkaf Aleph and Mabez, right here, that Taisus says that to Dan without Kfiyah, if you're not forcing him, you're just the Dayan in the Din Mamanis, but you're not the one that's been Kaifim Ladan, that's not a problem of Sima, that's not a problem of Kol Masima Shat the Sam, because not a Davashal Surah, only if you're Dan with Kfiyah. Now Taisus is saying, Lishitasa, even that the Gemara means Din Mamanis, it's being Mechalik between being a Dayan and being able to force people, or just being a Dayan. But Al-Kopanim, that's what the Ramban says. Rashi would have to hold that Dina Mamanis is not called the Surah of Bechlal. So that's one Inyan. The Rashi holds that Dina Mamanis is Bechlal, not a Surah. There's no Dimikar Vechecha, but Dina Mamanis is Kasha Legamri. And Medina Nefashis, the Psul is Al Surah, and the Mela Chaveri Ger is Kasha, and Imam Yisrael is Kasha. And the Rishayim hold that Dina Mamanis is a Surah. And merely is only kasha for geirim, or only by imam yisrael. And din nefashis is a psul guf that you need yuchsin. And the merely even for chaveri geir, and even for imam yisrael, there's a psul by din nefashis. Now the gemara says that by chalitzin you need other the imam yisrael, because it says v'nikrush may be yisrael. So there we have a machlekes rishayim that Rashi says you need she yisrael mikol atzadim. So Rashi seems to take it kipshutai that other and imam both have to be yisrael. Taisus, the Maslin Chalitza says that other the Imam Yisrael means Imam Yisrael is not enough. You need either of that Imam is not enough. You need Aviv. That even though you have Imam Yisrael, you still need Aviv Yisrael. Shtigl Daichik in the Lashon HaGemara, but that's what he learns. Because he says that Aviv Yisrael is the Miyuchas Legamri. So, Mel, Aviv Lechud is good enough. The thing is, by Din, you need Mikar Vechecha, Imam Yisrael is good enough, even though the Aviv is not Yisrael. And by Chalitza, you need Aviv Yisrael. But Aviv the Ima Yisrael is live Dafka. That's the Taisus holds. So Mechalek is a Sheinim Kinirah. The Rambam Milchus, even Perek Dal Lachahei, says you need Aviv Ima Yisrael, unless you're Matchik, he's just saying over the Lashon HaGemara. But it seems, the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Samach Tesiv Beis Paskins, that you need Aviv Ima Yisrael, the Lashon and the Rambam, and the Rambam says, Yesh Eimrim, it's good enough by Aviv. Now we go on to Melech itself. Kinnirin is the three of Machloikis Rishenim. What's necessary for a Melech? The Gemara says, Imam Yisrael is called Mikarev Vachecha, the Gemara here, and the Gemara earlier on Achayelitz Nefem Heimed Beis. And Taisus there, Nefem Heimed Beis, is Mavur, that even for Melech, it's good enough Imam Yisrael. That's called Mikarev Vachecha. The Rambam is Mashanoi also. The Rambam Luchas Melechim, Perek Aleph Alech Adal, it says like this, Eim Amid Melech Mikal Geirim, I feel like a kamagar, there is actually the Imam Yisrael, and he brings the pasuk, and then he says, "Leila Malchus Levad Ella Lechol Sraris." So he's not mechalik between Melech and all Sraris, and by Melech he says, "Actually, Imam Yisrael is good enough even for a Melech." So if Imam Yisrael is good enough, so according to Taisus and Achelitz and the Rambam, Avada Aviv Yisrael is also good enough. If Aviv Yisrael and Imay Ger, Koskin that would work if Imay is Yisrael and Aviv is Ger. But the Rishayim, Taisin cite the Daf Malaf and Beis, and the Rashman Dva here, and the Ramban early in Daf Mehem and Beis, they say, the Gemara in cite the Daf Malaf says by Agrippa HaMelech, that Klal Yisrael was in Schayef Kloya because they were Chan for him. They did Chanufa, meaning, even though they were doing, he was doing the wrong thing, they told him he was doing the right thing, because it says Agrippa HaMelech was reading the Parashas Hakel, and he came to the Pasim, Mekarev HaChecha Tassim Alecha Melech, and he cried because he's an Ishnachri. And Klal Yisrael told him, Achichu, you're a brother. So Rashi there says he meant he was Imam Yisrael. So that's why he was called Achicha. So Taisus asks, early on there from Hamid Beis and other places, if he's Imam Yisrael, he is Achicha. What's the problem? So Taisus incited that from Alpha and Beis, and the Rajman Dvahir, and the Ramban early in the Hamid Beis say that Melech is different. That only by other mesimais, like Persi the Bavel, or like Ladun, Dine Maman is according to the Rishayim. There, Imam Yisrael is good enough, it's called Mikarev Echecha. But my Melech, it says, Echecha, it says twice, to tell you need Miuchas Lagamri. Now the Rambam, in Sait and Pereshishnai, says that Agrippus was not Imam Yisrael. The Rambam, I think, is Lashitasei, in Yad, that he holds that Imam Yisrael is good enough for a Melech as well. And that's what Taisus and Echelitz holds. But there are Kami Rishayim, Taisus and Saita, Taisus himself and Saita, and the other Rishayim, the Rashba Dvah here, the Ramban, that say that Melech is different. The Rishayim have a Nusach that Melech can't be worse than Chalitza. If even for Chalitza, Imam Yisrael is not good enough. So Kolshke for being a Melech, and that's what the Rishayim was to hold, the Bedini Nefashis, that can't be worse than Chalitza. But it seems the Rambam doesn't hold the way, because the Rambam by Chalitza says you need other the Imam Yisrael, and the Rambam by Melech says Imam Yisrael is good enough. Malkoponim, you have this Machlokes Rishayim, if Melech needs more. If that we find by Chalitza, Imam Yisrael is not good enough, is that also true by Melech? The Kamer Rishayim hold that by Shar Mesimais, by the Shar Mesimais there, once it's Imam Yisrael, Mekarev Echecha Kvinabeh, but by Melech you need Mamash Echecha. Now, this din by Melech you need Mamash Echecha, the Ramban, Amemeh Mebeh, says that you don't need Bein Aviv, Bein Imai, just like Taisus says by Chalitza. And he brings the Taisus by Chalitza, because he holds it's the same din. You don't need Bein Aviv and Imai. Aviv alone is good enough. But the Rashba here, when he brings down the din by Melech, says you need Aviv V'Imai Miyisrael. Sounds like he means Bedafka. What's the Taisus and Saita? When he says this chiluk and seita that he holds, that Imam Yisrael is not good enough by Melech, to be Yashiv Rashi there, he also says you need other vi'imai. So we have a machlokes by Chalitza, that Rashi and the Rambam say that you need other vi'imai by Chalitza. That's Lashon of the Gemara. You need other vi'imai. Rashi says, Mikol HaTzadim. The Rambam brings the Gemara, Kipshuta, you need other vi'imai. And that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And Taisus, and the Ramah brings this, holds an Aviv alone is good enough. You don't need Imai. You need Aviv alone is good enough. Now by Melech, you do have Rishayim, the Rambam and Ochus Malachim, and Taisus Ulim and Mehem and Beis that holds that by Melech, Imai Miyisrael is good enough. So Kolshken Aviv Miyisrael. But the Rishayim that hold that Melech is an exception to Persi the Bavel. Melech is different than Stam Mesimais with the Imai Miyisrael is good enough. And Melech needs Aviv also. There also you have the similar machlokes, because the Ramban says, like Taisus here says by Chalitza, the Ramban says by Melech, that Aviv without Imai is good enough. But the Rashba says that by Melech you need both Aviv and Imai. And so does Taisus say to that from Aleph and Beis, also says the Lashon by Melech you need Aviv and Imai. Now the Ramban, on that Memheim and Beis, brings a riot to Taisus, and he holds that Chalitza and Melech is the same din. So Taisus really said it here by Melech, by Chalitza, and he's saying it by Melech, but he brings a raya, because Rechavam and Avshalom, their mothers were Giyaris, and still Rechavam, the son of Shlomo, his mother was Nama HaMoinis, she was a Giyaris, and he became a Melech, and Avshalom also, even though he didn't actually become a Melech, but that's because Hashem chose Shlomo HaMelech to be a Melech, but he wanted to be a Melech, and he got a number of the Sanhedrin to agree that he should be the Melech, even though his mother was a Geiris. So Vaistais Tzak the Ramban, that Aviv is good enough. You don't need Aviv V'imai. By other Mesimais, by Ladon, Imai Miyisrael is good enough. The Aviv could be a Geir. And by Chalitza, and by Melech, you need Aviv Miyisrael, but the Imai is Lav Dafka. You don't need Aviv V'imai. As long as I have Aviv Miyisrael, that's also good enough. That's Ramban's Raya from Rechavam and Avshalom. So how would you answer the Raya according to Taisus and say that from Aleph according to the Rashba here that says by Melech you need both Aviv and Imai? How do you answer the Kasha from Rechavam and Avshalom? So the Milchus Chinuch, he's mitzadded in Shesanta Pshat in the Sugya. That he wants to say like this. He's mitzadded this. And Lecharech stems with the Sugya. Now, when it says Imai Miyisrael, it doesn't mean that the Imai is not a Giyaris. It means the Imai is not a guy. As long as the mother was Jewish, even if she's a Giyaris, that's called Yisrael. According to that, L'chari, the three dargis. When it says that a Ger can't be Dan, and a Ger can't be Mesimus, can't be in the Persi of the Bavel, that means someone who was born a guy. Someone who was born a guy and became a Ger, he has a din, he's not Mekarev Echecha. What does it mean, Imai Miyisrael? Doesn't mean Lafuka Geiris or Meshacheris. Imam Yisrael means, as long as it's Hayrasa V'Ledasa B'Kedusha, as long as his mother was Jewish at the time of his conception, so he's not a ger. He's a born Jew. A born Jew is Yisrael. So L'Gabe Din Imam Menis L'Rev Rishenim, and L'Gabe Minui, Imam Yisrael means, as long as his conception happened when his mother was already Jewish, was already a ger, that's called Imam Yisrael. And what do you need for Chalitza? They need other of Imam Yisrael. Imam Yisrael includes when the father is a guy. In other words, Eved Akam Abba Bas Yisrael, which we pass in Avad Kasher, that's Imam Yisrael. The other is a guy. Mashiach, and if the father was a ger b'shas hayrasai, so then that's called Aviv Imam Yisrael. So when we're dealing with the parents being Yisrael, that's not lafuk a ger. It's lafuk a guy. You can have a gayish mother, and that means he's a ger himself. And that's the lowest darga, and that's not called a checha period, and that can only dan ger chaveri. You have the mother being a Yisrael, meaning a geiris, and that's called Yisrael, but that's not good enough for dini nefashas. That's not good enough for chalitza, that's not good enough for kamri shayna for being a melech. But as long as the father was already a ger b'shas teirasei, the parents already gerim, and he has a Jewish father also, wasn't an Eved V'Akam Abal Bas Yisrael, that's a total Yisrael. That's what the Minchas Chinuch was clearing to say, and I think it stems with the Gemara. The problem is the Rambam by Chalitza says, Mefur is not that way. The Rambam by Chalitza says, I feel like you other ger v'ima Yisraelis le'tachlis, actually other v'ima Yisrael. You see that the other than Imam Yisrael means lafuke eger. If the father was a ger, it doesn't work with chalitza. So who and din the din of Imam Yisrael? You see, it's also mavur that way in the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, and the Rambam says that Eim Meidim Melech Megerim Afilo Acha Kamadayres. That a ger means even after Kamadayres he's a ger, and then he says Imam Yisrael works. The Imam Yisrael means lafuke eger. So Menachas Chinuch was being mitzadet a pshat. That imay mi Yisrael, other mi Yisrael means lafuke a guy, not lafuke a ger. But in the Rambam it's mavur, no. Imay mi Yisrael and other mi Yisrael means lafuke a ger. So now we invite to have the kasha, aybazai, if by melech you need, like Taisa says in Saita, like the Rashba says here, other vi imay mi Yisrael. So what's the pshat in Rechavam? What's the pshat in Avshalim? So there's a teretz in the Nei Dibihuda, in Chayshu Mishmet Simen Aleph, and in the Chsam Sefer, which he originally wrote in the Argayis on the Gemara in Saita, which we have in the back, and then he wrote it over again in his Tshuva in Archayim Simen Yudbeis, that you can't go and appoint a melech that's a ger, that's a mother's a ger, but they weren't appointed. They yarshined it. If they yarshin it, that's not called Tasa Melech HaMelech. Once they yarshin the melucha, they don't need the requirement of Mikarev Achecha. If Achecha, mean Lafuke, even Imam Yisrael, is also not called Achecha Lagabe Melech. That's a requirement and originally the appointment of the Melech. But if the Melech's not appointing, he got the job by Yerusha, then you don't need Mikarev Achecha Achidish. But I want to make the following Nekuda. I didn't see this anyway, but I think it's Mamash Yadav Pashit. If we're going to say that the Din Yisrael means Lafuke Ger, how far back a ger is there going to be a problem? The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim says, "Eima midem melech migerim afilo acha kama dayres, achi ima mi Yisrael." That means even if his grandparents were gerim, as I state in the Rambam, even grandparents gerim is also a problem. So what's the gather adavar? So I think like this: if there's a din that you need one parent mi Yisrael, not both, then I could tell you that the pshan in the din of ger means afilach akamadiris, like the Rambam says. In other words, what's the pshan in ger? What's the pshan? You need ima mi Yisrael, that you need at least one parent. The ima is also good enough. That's miyuchis, generation after generation till Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You need al kopanim one line of yichus from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and then you call mikarev echecha. But if from all lines it's gerim, he has no one line of yichus that will bring him to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, he's not called Mikarev Achecha. And that's the ikedin of Mikarev Achecha that's there, that Imam Yisrael works. Now, what's the din that Legabe Chalitza, and according to Kamer Rishaynim, Legabe Melech, Imam Yisrael is not good enough
you need other than Yisrael. If you're going to say like Tesis here, and the Ramban and Achelitz, that you don't need other V'imim Yisrael, so I also could hear that's together. He means the other V'imim, meaning that you need Ben Achar Ben from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You need on the side of the other that there's no Gerim in the paternal lineage. And that's the Taich of other V'imim. But if you say you need both other and Imay to be Yisrael Afuke Gerim, so there is B'chol not Shayach to hear that you need that there should be no Gerim in his lineage from all the way back to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's B'chol not Shayach. I would assume that there's nobody in Klal Yisrael that has that. Everyone in Klal Yisrael would have some ancestor that's a Gerim. And even if it would be Shayach not the way, it would be impossible for anyone to know about it. It would be impossible to acquire such a thing. Zeis V'oid, David HaMelech, who was appointed a Melech, he had a Gerim in his lineage. He had Rusa Mayaviyah. So if you're going to say you need other V'imayim Yisrael, like Taisin Saita says L'gabi Melech, and like the Rashbi says L'gabi Melech, or L'gabi Chalitza, which the Psak of the Rambam and the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is you need other V'imayim Yisrael. And not like Taisin and the Ramah that says other alone is good enough. And you're also going to say that other V'imayim Yisrael, like the Rambam clearly indicates, is Lafuke Geirim. But that's klar. That's only the parents. But if the grandparents are gerim, that's not a problem with klal. Because if you're going to tell me you need one parent to be me Yisrael, then I can understand that the one parent that you need to be me Yisrael has to be at least one parent after one parent. Or if you're going to tell me even you need aviv specifically to be Yisrael, by aviv also you can have a regular case with ben achar ben, he's Yisrael. He's a Kayan, he's a Levi, he's from Shevet Reuven, he's from Shevet Yehuda. He knows that Ben Acha Ben, he's Yisrael. But if you're going to tell me you need both parents to be Yisrael, and that means for all generations, it means both parents, all need both parents, and both parents, and both parents to be Yisrael, that's B'chol Nachai, that doesn't exist. Behechech, what you mean to say is that these two parents have to be born Jewish, but if their parents are Gerim, it's not a problem, B'chol. As I haltech v'adavah pashit. And now let's go vayta. The Gemara brings the machlekes about whether you could be chaylitz v'minu l'chatchila. The whole machlekes the Gemara brings, Rabbah and Rav Yosef, and the Gemara says the machlekes tanon. Ishail is there din l'chatchila after you use dafka sando? Or could you even use a minu l'chatchila? And the Gemara says the reason why the man the Amma holds you can't use a minu l'chatchila is because gzeir mishem minu l'merubit. A sandal, if it's broken, there's no chance that anyone will use it. A minnow, if it's broken, he still might use it, and it'll be a pasul chalitza. Now, how do we paskin? The Rambam in Hilchos Yibum Perek Dan Halacha Vav says, Ketzin chalog mevilei minnow shel oil. He brings a minnow. He doesn't mention anything about a sandal. So the Kesef Mishnah learns that the Rambam paskins like the man the Amma, the chaltzim minnow chetchila. So why didn't he mention minnel or sandals? Because the sandal is not matzli. But the Rif and the Rosh, they pass on like the man yom ein chalz minnel chetchila. But the Rosh brings down that a idna that the sandal is not matzli. That's why we neig to mechelz minnel chetchila. And he says that's what's mashim nishalmi. Nishalmi brings down the story that the Gemara brings. Rabbi Yosi went and saw a zaki in Echad and asked him if he knows Rabbi ben Beseira, and he asked him if he ever did chalitza, and he asked him was it a minnel or a sandal. And in the Yishalmi's version, the Lashon was, V'chiyesh sandal m'mkaneinu. Do we have a sandal? So the Rosh learned from this Yishalmi that if you don't have a sandal, there's no shayli, k'zichi use a minnow. And other Yishalim say it also, the Bala Itter, and the Smag, and the Bein Yeruchim. And the Beis Yosef says that might be Pshat in the Rambam. The Kesef Mishni says Pshat in the Rambam is because he paskins that there's no din minnow l'chachila. But in the Beis Yosef, he says maybe also, we don't have a sandal m'kameinu, that's why he says that he used a minnow, not because he paskins that way. It's interesting, the Rishaynim here, the Ramban, and other Rishaynim say that they think the Yishalmi is saying Pungfaket, because in the Yishalmi's Nusach, it went like this. He asked him, do you know Yudim Ben Seir? He said he knows him very well. And he asked him, did he ever do a chalitza? He says many times. And he asked the minnow of a sandal. So in the Yishalmi's Nusach, he said, do we have a sandal? So he answered him back, so why did Reb Meir say that minnow is only b'di'evit? Sounds like even without a sandal,
minnels b'di'evan, and you have to use a sandal. And the Ritva brings the Ramban, he says, v'chein ikr. But l'maisa the Beis Yosef said that all the Rishayim hold that the way, the Rosh and the Baleita, the Smag, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, they hold that the way. And he says, even the Ramban, maybe he meant la'alacha v'lei l'maisa. The Ritva is mashmi meant the l'maisa. But al kopanim, that's halacha l'maisa, we do use a minnel. But the Torah says, v'shem the smack, that since really you should be using a sandal, it's just not matzi, so mela has to be somewhat daimed to a sandal. So he says that the leather that you use should be somewhat hard. It should be hakashik sas. Now, the Beis Yosef brings three chalukah between minnel and sandal. One is whether it's hard or soft, which is what Rashi said on the Mishnah. Rashi on the Mishnah said that a minnel is soft, and therefore, there's examish a minnel ha-merubit, that even if it's broken, since it's soft, you're able to use it. So mela will be basel. But sandal is hard. Once it broke, then no one will use it. It's not possible to use. So that's why the Torah is saying that you should have at least somewhat hard leather. And the Mukhi Yosef brings a different shaft from the Mefarshim. He says, Harbi Mefarshim, that a minnel is made from two or three different pieces, Kain Shalanu, but a sandal is from one piece of leather. And he brings in the Ritva that's royal lachish lebezi purushin. So the sandal should first be from hard leather, and second will she made from one piece. And the Beis Yosef brings one more chilek, that it says in the Gemara in Shabbos that a sandal shatarfu b'fnim turns into a minnel. It's going to be a different din, but that's what it says. And Rashi there says that if you put leather on the inside of the sandal and sew it, that turns it into a minnel. So I thought it meant that a sandal is like an open shoe, like a sandal, like we call a sandal. And if you put tarfu b'fnim, means you put a leather there, so that would make it into a minnel. But other Rishayim say that it means it depends where the stitching is. If the stitching of the sandal is on the outside, it's a sandal. If the stitching is on the inside, it's a minnel. So the Beis Yosef says that you should make a minnel with all these three things. You should use the leather that's somewhat hard, like the Torah says. It should be made from one piece, and also the stitching should be on the outside. And that's what he passes in the Shulchan Aruch, Simakuf Samach Teh Sif Teh Zayin. But the Ramah says the minig is to make it from two pieces, which means there's a banim called the sole, solo he says, and then there's the tap, and they make it from two pieces. And the Gra brings a rayas, brings different rayas, that the sandal was made not from one piece, but from two pieces, the top and the bottom. So I thought that maybe the pshat was, maybe the Ramah's learning the chaticha achas and the base chatichas means besides for the sole. That if either the sole was a separate piece even by the sandal, that's why they had stitching, like the Gaon brings a rayas, but the pshat is that you make it from two chatichas, meaning that you make the upper part of the sandal from one chaticha as opposed to two chatichas. But the Chassam Sefer, and I saw the Pesach Teshuva, brings the Chassam Sefer, it says no. That according to the Ramah, there's no din to make it from one chaticha. You can make it from two chatichas, three chatichas, it's all the same. But that's the maskanas at Dvarim about a minnel, that even the Rishayim, the Paskin, they need a minnel of chatchila, the Rishayim, common Rishayim say, we don't have a sandal, so we use a minnel of chatchila, but the different chalukim between minnel and sandal, we try to do it as much as possible like a sandal. Now, the Gemara and Ahavimin that the problem with the minnel was because the panta was me'al and the arkasa was me'al de me'al. And Rashi says that the panta means the top of the minnel and the arkasa means the straps of the minnel. And the Gemara says, yeah, I feel the yevet namin. And Rashi says, and so why not? Why isn't it me'al de me'al? Because lemaisa, you're taking off both of them. So even two shoes, one on top of the other, if you take both of them, it's good. But the Torah brings in the smack to make sure that the chalitza shoe doesn't have a tongue. Shoes have a tongue. He calls it a lashain, like we also call it a tongue. Because that would make the shoe me'al de me'al. That's what the Torah brings in the smack. So the Beis Yosef asks, but the Gemara is before not the way. The Gemara says that the panta me'al and the arkas and me'al de me'al is not a problem because, like Rashi says, galuya karabina, as long as you take off both of them, it's good enough. So the Beis Yosef says that maybe the svar of Rashi is a svar b'di'evit, not a svar l'chadchila. But all the Achrayim say it's a pella, because the Gemara asks that maybe you can't use a minnel l'chadchila because it is svar, that the panta is me'al and the arkas is the me'al de me'al. And the Gemara says, if that would be a good svar, that would be b'di'evit. And since it's not a dim b'di'evit, vices is not even l'chadchila. So the Gemara is mefurish that the svar is not a svar l'chadchila. I'm very shrewd to Beis Yosef. The Bach and the Drisha and the Achreinim ask the Kasha. The Achreinim say that the smack must mean just the Chumra Ba'alma, but really there's no problem with Me'al de Me'al, like Rashi says, because since you're taking off both of them, it's not a problem. But the Chumra, we try to make the shoe in a way that isn't me'al de me'al. Also, the Gemara says in the end that Rav said if it wouldn't have seen Rabbi Chiya that used the sandal to islay schnitzin, he would only use a sandal to tia the medik tvei. So different types of sandal. There's a sandal to islay schnitzin that makes it much easier to take off, and the sandal to tia, which is medik tvei. I think schnitzin is something which tightens the shoe, and you can loosen it, and then the shoe is easy to take off. The sandal to tia probably stay tight, and you have to really pull it off. But then it says that the Haidi Dan, our shoes, often have the Ispe Chumrsa, even if it has buckles, or the straps Chumrsa knots, that's like buckles that you tie. Katrina be Misna, you also use straps. So there's a Machlekes, the Tur, and other Rishayin that bring down, you need both. You should have both Ritsuis and Chumrsa. And the Beisayis that brings down, that from the Snak and Beinapari say for Chuma to have both things. The Chumrsa and the Misna. But he says that Chuvas Rashba is all he needs is the Misna. The Rambam also doesn't mention anything about the Chumrsa, about the buckles. He only says the straps. And the Smag also only says that way. In other words, the Gemara is not saying you need Chumrsa and Misna. The Gemara says Chumrsa is not enough. You also need Misna. But if you have Misna, then you don't need Chumrsa. But that's a Shail and the Rishaynim. Some Rishaynim say you need both. Now the Rosh says something interesting. The Rosh says it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, and there's also no halacha l'Rosh Sinai to have chumrsa, to have misna. It was only their shoes that you wanted the shoe to be on in the correct way, so you have to do it in the full thing with the chumrsa and the misna. But let's say you have a shoe, a slip-on shoe, which works without chumrsa and misna, that it would work. That's what it says in the Rosh. And the Beis Shmuel says that no one argues on this Rosh. Lamaise, if you have a shoe without any buckles, with any straps, but the shoe does stay on, that's how the shoe is designed to work well without buckles and straps. So that's fine. But Lamaise, all the Sijja Chalitza V'chuli either say, like we said, to have both Chumrsa and Misna, or Al Kapanim to have Misna, to have the straps. So the guy says, the Chachili should do it the way the Gemara says it, with the Chumrsa and the Misna.